Let's keep an eye on what's happening in Sudan. The military there has placed Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok under house arrest. They've moved him, it's understood, to an unknown location. In effect, a coup d'etat is underway in that country. He's refused, of course, to support it. And the information ministry says he's been detained for that reason. We're joined now by Dr. Andrews Atta Asamoa, the head of Africa Peace and Security Governance Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Speaking to us from Addis Ababa. A very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. How bad are things on the ground in Sudan at the moment?
Good morning, Bongani, and thanks for having me. From yesterday, since the coup was announced, many people have trooped to the streets in the defense of what they call their revolution. And so what reports are that about 8 people have died and also about 140 are injured. So the situation going forward is going to depend on how the numbers on the streets swell and also the uncertainties that are characterizing the nature of the coup the country faces.
Tens of thousands of people, of course, we know, took to the streets. And that, of course, eventually led to the toppling of the long-serving ruler Omar al-Bashir 2 years ago. Given that popular resistance, what is the military hoping to achieve here without the support of the people?
It is difficult to assess, Bongani, because it appears to me that even though they claim they are doing this because of infighting and so they want to protect the state, it appears to be a complete misreading of the signs on the wall. If you look at the majority of Sudanese, they are not interested in a military leadership. Again, the international context frowns on situations like this. And Sudan at the moment is at a very fragile economic situation. And so it's very difficult to assess what they hope to achieve when it is very clear that there'll be pressure coming from all angles on them at this point in time. They've set themselves up for some really, really bad pressure coming from different angles.
I mean, there is a deep economic crisis, as you say, record inflation, shortages of basic goods. There was hope of international aid coming in. I would imagine this military takeover will mean bye-bye to all of that.
Precisely. Washington is already announcing some cuts, you know, for some support for the transition process. The fact is that a lot of the support that Sudan had been enjoying were coming in support of the transition process to try and support the move towards civilian democratic process in 2023. So once that is overthrown, then all that was the basis for the support is going to fizzle out. And that promises to be a very difficult situation.
Yeah.
Added to that is the fact that Hamdok is an economist, so he knew his way around how to manage these things. And without him, it's going to be really tough for the country.
Have we confirmed his safety at this stage?
His whereabouts is still unknown. What we do know is that the military has him, and together with about 5 of his civilian advisors and ministers. Their whereabouts are still unknown. The AU is insisting on their human rights to be kept, and we are yet to hear from the army regarding their whereabouts or their state of health.
Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, of course, as you say, is an economist, and he'd worked as a senior U.S. official, and it had been hoped that he could work with pro-democracy civilian groups, although he has struggled that transition. We'll keep an eye on that story. Thank you very much for talking to us, Dr. Andrews Atta Asamoa, the head of Africa Peace and Security Governance Program at the Institute for Security Studies in Addis Ababa.